Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the Warriors here, but this is a much bigger, broader overall NBA topic than just the Warriors as we wait to find out what level of questionable Steph Curry and Draymond Green really are tonight. It is a night where they were foiled in overtime, and as soon as that game went overtime last night, the chances of Kerr, you know, using tonight is like, well, yeah, you know, we're just going to play everybody again, even though it's a back-to-back. It's that time of the year. The fact that that thing went overtime last night probably meant that there was no chance of that going to happen, and right, there probably wasn't a chance of that going to happen anyways.
I think they might have sort of tried to split it in half, you know, give some guys a rest. But yeah, overtime was probably a worse result for them than merely losing, because now it makes it that much harder to either play those guys at all or play them the kind of minutes you might need against a team like Denver.
I love the NBA. I want to say that right now. I love the NBA. I love basketball. I very much. I truly, really do. I love it. I love it. If load management meant better basketball, how come it's not being used in college? I mean, they're not stupid in college. The pressure for coaches to win there is as real and as urgent as it is at the professional level. College basketball is just, you know, gussied up semi-pro basketball. How come it's not being used there as well? You could say, well, there are, you know, fewer games. Fewer games by about 40. And you'd be right. Well, we do know that in terms of load management and in terms of TV contracts, there will never, ever, 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 never, ever, never be anything other than an 82-game NBA season. Will you agree with me on that one?
I would concur. I mean, they're trying to add more with that midseason tournament.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, it's 82 games.
Exactly. And it will be 82 games. Steve Kerr has routinely said it should probably be a 72-game schedule. I don't doubt him. He would know more than I. But I can promise you this, Ray, if by miracle the NBA voted next season they're going to start a 72-game schedule, there would be no less of a commitment to load managing a 72-game schedule as there is an 82-game schedule. Not a fraction less. They wouldn't look at it as, oh, well, now we have 10 extra nights off that we weren't going to get, therefore, we don't need to load manage anything going forward. There's zero chance they would load manage the 72 the same way they load manage the 82. It'd just be a different number. That's all. That's all it would be. So load management, which is the single greatest con ever sold to the American sporting public. And I don't want to hear a word from a physician who says, oh, Damon, I'm actually a doctor. I know the shut up. The greatest players in basketball played as much basketball as humanly possible and had great careers that lasted long, entertaining, and they came out and they played, and they always played all the time. It's the basketball equivalent of pitch count in Major League Baseball. They've actually, through load management, I believe, have fostered a weaker athlete than a stronger athlete. I believe that arms are now in more jeopardy of being injured in baseball because of an adherence to pitch count, other than, yeah, man, let's just let him build it up. Let's get him stretched out. He's throwing 250 freaking innings, and that's that. You know, I mean, to me, there is a, I was reading the column that where it basically said, you know, there's never been more money spent on facilities, prevention, maintenance, nutrition, diet, all of the elements of staying healthy, which were unavailable to previous generations of players that were healthier than this generation of players. Now, I've heard an awful lot of people say, well, but they weren't playing AAU and they weren't playing year round and the game didn't move as frenetically and it wasn't as demanding on knees and ankles and all this. Okay, so what we have is a problem that can only be solved with time, because we're not going to be shrinking the schedule from 82 games. And even if we did shrink the schedule from 82 games, they would still sell us the lie that is load management over 72 or 68 games. So here you go. Since careers have become more important to protect than the customer experience, that's one of the really good ways to go about alienating future fans, not capturing that young kid's imagination because the night that he walked into a gym, his favorite player was playing. Like, you know, when you talk about this league being too big to fail, by not giving the paying customer an opportunity to see a star when all you do is sell stars, you're missing out on something. Since there's one way to solve this and only one way to solve this with more time, there's only one place to get more time. That is at the beginning of or at the end of a season. Ray, I've completely solved load management. Here we go. We are going to start the NBA's regular season on September 1st. Ta-da! We're not going to wait until mid-October. We're not going to wait until Halloween. We're not going to compress the schedule to where we have to have back-to-backs. We're going to completely eliminate back-to-backs. But what about the days of Wilt Chamberlain? He played back-to-backs, and we should have to play back-to-backs too. Shut up! Tickets weren't $7,000 to watch Wilt play. Shut up! The league was not beholden to television contracts the way it was when Wilt played. What we need are players playing anytime they're uninjured. That's it. That's it. Players play unless they're hurt. So let's start in September. And I'll even make it easy on you. No games on Monday night to go up against Monday night football. No games on Thursday night to go up against Thursday night football. Of course you're not playing on freaking Sundays. You play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday night, Saturday, if you want to, in the evening. And there you go. I just bought you 4 weeks, which turns into 4 more weeks of rest throughout the season for your precious basketball team. Ta-da! I solved it. Or, if you don't like that solution, let's keep going. And the NBA Finals can end on the 4th of July.
You're almost there. In that, start the season earlier, absolutely. I don't know if the 1st of September is the best idea, but the middle of September, absolutely. And end the season on the 4th of July, fine. But I wouldn't have like a dark day on Monday night or a dark day on Thursday night because you're worried about the NFL. That's not what load management is an issue for. You don't want to have guys playing Tuesday and Wednesday. If you're trying to get rid of load management, you get rid of any back-to-backs.
Yeah.
You're playing on Monday night. People who want to come and see you, they'll come and see you. Don't worry about what the NFL is doing. Don't worry about it.
I mean,
if you got games on Thursday, you got games on Thursday.
But if they really are hesitant to start at the same time football starting up, and I wouldn't begrudge them that. Like, if Adam Silver said, hey, we're really a successful league, but that is the one immovable object we'd rather not go up against, okay, well, then just dance around them.
Then you should start the season in January.
Okay.
Which seems daft.
I mean,
you don't worry about football. You just don't worry about it. If this is about getting players so they can be on the floor for the customers, lengthen the season and don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Most of the teams, you know, have first call on schedules in the arena anyway. So they don't have to do anything they don't want to do. You just go, you know what? You'll play three games a week, four max. Your road trips won't be 2 weeks long. We've just given you
You're saying you need more time to spread out
the 82 games.
Right.
You can go from 14 back-to-backs to none.
You know,
and then the need to load manage is greatly reduced. I mean, load management is not a lie. But what it is...
It's a con.
It's not a con. It's something that is stuck by the fact that the league doesn't want to do the thing that you just recommended, which is to lengthen the schedule in terms of days in which to fit games.
Isaiah Thomas never load managed. If he was healthy, he played. And there was never a single fan who, in a game where he might have looked a little off or tired or just not on his game, where someone said, you know what would have been better than Isaiah Thomas playing a little bit worn out tonight is if he had just not played at all. It's a con.
It's not a con.
It's a con dressed up in a doctor's uniform.
It's not even a con dressed up in a doctor's uniform. It's a con dressed up. If you want to call it a con, and I'm not going there, that's what coaches are operating on. And they talk to their trainers. They say, his knee's barking a little bit. And the reason why
If your knee's barking a little bit, you're hurt. That's totally different than load management to me. You got healthy scratch. Tonight, if Steph Curry and Draymond Green don't play, it's not because they hurt themselves. They didn't hurt themselves last night. They did not hurt themselves.
It's because with players getting contracts of great size that go deeper into their careers. I mean, how old is Stephen Curry going to be when his contract expires? 38?
Sure.
That didn't used to happen in Isaiah Thomas's time.
Right.
So he didn't have to worry about the back end of it. Those contracts aren't going to change. They're not going to change any more than the 82-game season is. So what you do is you lengthen the season out so that when Stephen Curry has to play 42 minutes to try to beat Minnesota, he's not getting in a plane and flying to Denver to play the next night. That's what you can do. And that will take care of, I think, a fair amount of the load management issues. But I think load management under the present schedule is a real thing, and it should be a real thing. Because the other thing, and I've seen people showing me scientific papers about it, is as young people, they play more basketball and less of anything else.
What are these scientific papers you speak of?
I don't have them in front of me, but we have a science person at Defector who gets these and shows them to us. And they just say players who play nothing but basketball from the time they're 8, they wear their joints out faster, and they show the damage of it faster. If you want to change that, stop specializing kids and let them play more sports when they're younger. You know, you play basketball, then you run track, or you play baseball.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to fix the problem at the NBA level. I can't reach down to the amateur level and fix it down there, too.
But that's why you have load management to begin with.
Welcome to your 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app. Damn well better be free.
So, look.
The NBA fix, I mean, I just want to finish my point then. The NBA fix that's under their control is what you suggested earlier. Start it earlier, end it later. Don't worry about the NFL. Schedule so that nobody has to play any back-to-backs. You remove as much of the temptation to load manage as is humanly possible. And if a guy's knees are still bad after that, You got an injured list.
That's exactly. I'm not talking about I'm sore, I'm in pain, therefore you need to miss the game. I get it. Injuries happen. You never hear me complain about a guy who's hurt not playing. It's the healthy scratches, the load management designation. Again, why the NBA ever decided to go public and clean with this in the first place and just hasn't been selling mild ankle sprains since the get-go is a huge, huge, just botched moment of PR and opportunity for the league. But they wanted to be truthful, so here you go. I'm being truthful back to you. I don't believe you, and if you need more time, get more time. There's no element of sports where holding on to a tradition for tradition's sake means more than doing better business. In baseball, it was always 162 games in 180 days. That was it, right? It was 162 games in 180 days, and that is the grueling marathon of this sport. That's what you're looking to accomplish. Now, I don't know if it was 82 games in 100 days or 110 days or 82 games in, how about the 82 games over the course of 365 days a year? I don't care. Expand your entire league over the course of 12 freaking months if you have to, and start opening night a week after the NBA Finals. I don't care. Take as much time as you need to make sure all healthy players play basketball. That's all you need to do. It's such an easy fix. And people are, well, there's this load management problem that the league just cannot fix. What are you talking about?
No,
I'm an idiot sitting on the radio, and I have fixed it.
I don't know if you fixed it, but you've done as much as the league can do, which is, okay, if back-to-backs are the problem, we'll take away all the back-to-backs. And they're not going to shorten the season. They're not going to shorten the number of games because they want to make the money. And the players don't want the season shortened either because that reduces their pay. So stretch it out. You say, okay, 15th of September, that's when you start the league because that's a month before you start it now. And then you add 3 weeks on or 2.5 weeks on to the end. At that point, there are no back-to-backs to have. You don't need them. And the added bonus is you have more practice time so that maybe your players get better. Because what's one of the things that coaches complain about all the time? We don't have enough time to practice. Well, now you've got extra days built into the entire season. So all they have to do is do that.
Good God, Ray, we just fixed the sport.
We haven't fixed it. We put a Band-Aid on it.
That's fixing in my house. As soon as Jack's got that Band-Aid on, we're good.
You've got kids who are indestructible.
They sure are.
Yeah, I mean, they damage your furniture, but the furniture doesn't damage them.
Take a licking and keep on ticking, both these boys. They truly do. Look, this is easy to solve. Easy to solve. Well, we don't have the dates to, you know, totally available in our building. Yeah, you do. You're the primary resident of that building. They'll move heaven and earth to accommodate you. Come on.
But no, see, that the reason why that's a falsehood, not what you said, but nobody ever says they don't have the dates. The dates aren't crowded in September. The dates are crowded if you're in a building where you're sharing it with the hockey team. And that doesn't start till the middle of October. So the extra month, if you back this up to September 15th, nothing's going on there. The concert business is almost dead in big arenas.
And look at it
this
way.
So you're not really impacting that at all. You're actually adding dates.
You make a little room for hockey. Everybody wins.
Yeah. No, I just...
How much load management is there in hockey, Ray?
There's a fair amount. I mean, it's not as much as the NBA, but there is a fair amount.
Is it because they're not protecting assets nearly the way that basketball does?
Well, the assets aren't nearly as expensive. I mean, the highest paid hockey player is probably like $12 million.
Right. So let me just say that this really is not load management as much as it is asset protection. Well, that's the con.
Well, that's not the con, though. Because if you don't load manage your most expensive guy, and his career lasts till he's 32, but you're paying him till he's 36, owners are going to ask questions why. Why they haven't asked this question is, why can't we lengthen schedule?
Here's the thing. Some guys get hurt. It's sports. He got hurt. Yeah. He didn't.
Yeah, they haven't thought about this as much because they're getting the money coming in every night anyway, either way. Now, if there was a way to mandate some sort of consumer protection, whereas when you buy the ticket, you buy it and expressly say, if Stephen Curry is not playing tonight,
I get 40% back on my original purchase price.
I get a refund. Screw 40%. I get my money back. You watch and see how quickly the schedule changes.
Oh, well, that or now, load management. Let's say the schedule never changed, but that became a law passed at the, you know, at the president of the United States says you must refund every single time an all-star misses a starting lineup.
Well, no.
Load management would vanish overnight.
Let me clarify that. If he's not actually injured and you don't have time, I mean, if you don't find out he's not playing till that day and there isn't a really good reason for it, like in shoot around, he tripped over another guy and, you know, sprained his ankle and he actually can't walk on.
That's hurt.
Yeah, that's hurt.
Yeah.
But no, it's the best solution, you know, and, you know, I think other people have mentioned this before, but the league seems reluctant to take it on, has been that one, which is start it earlier, end it later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.